Welcome to Movie Scars and Brew. I'm your host, Keith. And today we're going to have a quick review and a walk among the tombstones. This is a movie directed by Scott Frank, based upon Lawrence Block's best-selling novels of Matthew Scudder, who's played by Liam Neeson. It's basically starts out, about 7 years before the main story, with Liam Neeson as Matthew Scudder, closing out for work and as a police officer, and sallying up to a bar where the barkeeper is shot by three assailants, who he then pursues, and takes them down in pretty violent fashion. One can assume he's pretty drunk at this point. And in the process, he kills a little girl. We sort of fast forward to the future, and Matthew Scudder, now without a beard and long hair, clean shaven, Liam Neeson is sort of a broken guy that's attending AA meetings, and he is an unlicensed private eye that doesn't even own a gun at this point. And he essentially does favors for people who give him things, because he's an unlicensed private eye. Is probably the only thing he can do. As that is the case, he kind of skirts around some of the good guys, I suppose. He's not getting great clients. There's a guy that's at the AA meeting with him. Peter Christo is his name in the story. He's played by Boyd Holbrook from Milk and Gone Girl. That wants him to talk to his brother, Kenny Christo, who is played by Dan Stevens, who we all know is Matthew Crawley from Downton Abbey. Matthew Crawley, Kenny Christo, Dan Stevens, his wife was abducted, and she was killed, even though the ransom was paid for her. So this was done in a pretty violent fashion. They don't show a lot of the violence on there. From here, we have a very dark journey. This is one that, it's dark. I mean, you have violent characters in here, and they don't really show all the violence, but they don't really, there's not a lot of levity in this movie. Liam Neeson is great in the role. He's not quite as like he's been in Taken, though he does have some times when he gets to threaten somebody on the phone. But overall, it's a pretty dark movie. There's an element where they throw in this precocious African-American guy that supposedly becomes sort of a pseudo-partner to him. That seemed all out of place with the tone of the movie. I'm assuming maybe it worked better in a book. If it was in the book, I couldn't even tell you. But essentially, this is a dark journey that gets a little mixed up in the third act. They seem to tie the ending with some stuff from AA. This definitely seems to be an AA type of thing. It was dark, and it was interesting to see Dan Stevens. I think that's probably the first time I've seen him in a role outside of Downton Abbey, and it's kind of interesting to me. It seems like whenever you want to make a guy kind of be a bad guy, you give him a goatee, and he plays a pretty dark character in this. Actually, on my website, I have three pictures of him throughout the movie. For some reason, his goatee continued to grow quite a bit from three different points in the movie, and I couldn't remember if the timeline had been fast enough for a guy's goatee to grow quite that much. So this was an interesting movie. I'm not giving it a tremendously high grade. I call it a C. It could have been better. It doesn't have any heart in it. I mean, there is no romantic story. I give them credit for making it more like The French Connection, with there not being any women in this story at all. They weren't really trying to, outside of a few, one-dimensional victims, there are no women in here. Or even that sentimental love story, redemption type of thing. So I give them credit for sticking to that. But some of the other things just doesn't kind of work completely together. It's more about how it was written than really the acting. Liam Neeson was fantastic as a dark, brooding guy, and he kind of makes you believe that guy. He played it very well. So it's a rental now, so you can go out and rent it. I think it might be worth a viewing. I don't expect a lot, and if you're the type that wants a lot of sentimentality in your movie, and you don't just want a brutal sort of, not even quite really an action flick. It's, you know, this is more of a crime detective 70s type of movie. So I think that's when the book was written, was in the 70s. So that's what you're in for. This is a great way to go. I'll be talking to you again soon. Go to moviecigarsandabrew.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Movie Cigar Beer, and also on Facebook at Movie Cigars and a Brew. Soon we'll have some more longer reviews with my compatriot, so that we can add some estrogen into all of this fun. Until next time.